Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for watching episode 115 of The Naturalist Capitalist. I am, of course, your host, Reed Coverdale, and I've got a little bit of an impromptu episode going on here. It wasn't scheduled, but as you know from my short little live stream I did earlier, I broke 10,000 followers on Twitter, and I promised Olivia Rondo that I would give her a chance to clear her good name should I break 10,000 followers, and I did. So here she is. You might know her. She's a renowned bigot. She's a wrestler.
Whoa. This is already getting off to a fucking bad start, bro.
Yeah, that's bad. I'll just, you guys remember Olivia. I had her on, I don't know, what, month, 2 months ago now? It's been a while.
Yeah, like in March.
So you're the second woman to have a reappearance on my show. No one else has been brave enough. So I've only had like, it's pretty bad. Let's see.
You're fucking misogynist. You don't have any chicks.
I know. It's really bad. I had Livy McKay, Carrie Wedler twice.
I need her on mine. I need to get her on my show.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then Kim Iverson and you. I think that's it. Like, I don't think I've... I had Hannah Cox too. So.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, my viewership is only like 99.8% male or something. So
yeah. Mine's like a little bit more split, but still majority male.
Yeah, it's YouTube. So I don't even remember. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I do remember how this started. This was, I think you put a video out about trans sports or something, and so I just started. Yeah. I started trolling you, just saying you were a bigot all the time, and then you started trolling me, saying I was a neocon all the time, and it's sort of just been a thing. How long ago was that now? Like a month ago or?
Yeah, about a month. It's been going like 4 weeks, 5 weeks strong. I'm not going to stop. There's still physical evidence out there of you being a neocon. I still have not been convinced that I'm a bigot. So
that is true. I don't know if you YouTube subscribers know much about this, but I put a picture on Twitter from 2004 where I'm holding a Bush Cheney sign. So yeah, that kind of hurts. I guess she has a point. Like, but you know, there's video evidence enough for some people to say you're a bigot. You know,
I just had Blair White on my channel like 3 days ago. She told me I'm not transphobic and she's trans. So fuck anyone who says I'm transphobic or a bigot.
There you go. Yeah. So I mean, on a serious note, I remember what was it in? I think December of last year. Tulsi Gabbard introduced the Title IX bill to the Protect Women's Sports Act or whatever.
Yeah, people called her a fucking transphobe for that shit too.
Yeah, but people got so riled up over it. And I'll be honest, like it's something that I really just don't care about. Like I don't have a strong opinion about at all. But what I did like about the bill is if you didn't comply, you lost federal funding toward your school. So I was just saying, look, the bill just doesn't go far enough. It should just, you know, end funding for all schools, and I'd be happy with it.
That's fair.
But yeah, so what was just tell us what your video was about anyway. Like what were you saying?
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I guess like my background on it is kind of relevant because I have a vested interest in women's sports and Title IX. So when I was a freshman in high school, I started wrestling, but there is no girls team at my high school. And there still isn't girls, scholastic wrestling in the state of Maryland. So I was on the boys team and that was really rough for me. So like firsthand, I can tell there's a strength difference, between men and women. That's not to say I was unsuccessful in boys wrestling. It was just a lot harder. Like I actually did pretty good and I wrestled on varsity and like had a winning streak and stuff my second year. But me having a winning streak on the guys team in my county compared to me being a 3-time national champion in women's wrestling. So I couldn't do that in men's wrestling. Like I know for sure that, you know, men definitely have a biological advantage. And so when I see cases mainly in scholastic sports, because this is a public school system, like these girls, we don't have any other choice to compete. Where in Connecticut, there were two male to female transgender athletes who amassed 15 state records between them in the last, I think like since 2017 or some shit. And they took first and second in every meet that they competed at, and all the biological females were after that. So to me, that was just so unfair. To me, it was something that I had experience in. So I wanted to make a stand and be like, stand up and be like, this isn't transphobic to acknowledge biology. Like, it's not transphobic to acknowledge science. I have no hatred for the transgender community. I think people should be free to be trans, you know. I mean, once you're an adult, you can really be free to do whatever you want to your body. So I have no issues with that at all. It's literally just to protect women and women's sports. And some of the trans people I've talked to that, including Blair White, who, if people are watching who don't know, is a transgender conservative or Republican, she 100% agreed. And she even said that she's relatively small. She's like 5'5", 120. And she said that if she was put up against, you know, another, you know, a biological female in that same height and weight class, she would probably like beat the shit out of them because there's a biological difference. So, you know, a lot of trans people acknowledge it, but it's hard to say it without being accused of being a bigot, which is what you did to me.
Yeah, well, at least you have a sense of humor, unlike almost everybody else in the world. But actually, yeah, I was going to play devil's advocate and ask that question. What if there's a 5'4", 110-pound trans woman and she wants to play soccer? Should she play on the boys team or should she not be allowed to play? Or what do you do in that situation?
So my thing is, I don't think there's a one size fits all like scenario or solution. I think there's a gray area, but I don't think that the solution can be putting in biological males into biological women's sports. Come up with something else, but it cannot be making things unfair for women because it's such a small minority. I don't know if there's enough to make a whole other team. So I don't have an unrealistic expectation like that because there, I don't know if there's enough, you know, transgender people who want to play a certain sport that there would be a whole other division for that. But again, it's not black and white. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So is this something that the government should be involved in, or do you think that it should be left up to local communities? Or, I mean, it seems like you think the government should basically, do you think they should like not supply funding, kind of like what Tulsi's Title IX bill was doing? Or what do you, how do you think the government should play a role here?
It gets tricky because I believe in a largely decentralized government, but that's just not how the education system is run right now. Like high schools and public schools get federal funding. So as much as I would like for schools not to rely on federal funding, like at all, that's kind of where we're at right now. So I'm not sure about my specific proposal. I don't necessarily think we need to take executive action because I'm even smart enough to know that's not like that widespread of an issue where executive action needs to be taken. But all in all, I don't think that it should be allowed in girls sports, especially in public schools.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it seems like I haven't been, as I said, this isn't something I have been that into, but it seems like 5 years ago, this was almost the joke that we would get here.
Yeah, that was like a South Park shtick, and now it's real. So yeah. It's I don't do that slippery slope shit. Like, I don't think that gay marriage is like this, right? The beginning to like, I fuck that. Like, I'm not ultra conservative like that. Like, you know, again, gay people, trans people, do whatever you want, bro. Just don't you know, make it unfair for women. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. So
why do people want to know my personal life in the fucking chat, bro? Did Olivia have a thing with Patriot J?
Oh, well, I guess you brought it up, so do you?
No, we never had an official thing. We like, it's complicated history, but we're like buddies.
Wow.
We're buds. Okay. Yeah.
There you go, loafy Republican.
It's I confuse people because like the way we became friends was like we were Twitter mutuals but like didn't talk, and he was interning on the Hill and I live like near DC. I saw him on Tinder, we matched on Tinder, and then I like DM'd him on Twitter and I was like, yeah, that's also true. Thank you, Ben.
There's a long story behind that.
I know, film. I'm literally just like a Twitter thought at this point. It's so bad. But no, but we DM'd on Twitter and then we like hung out, but like as friends. Like the only thing that really happened was that we matched on Tinder and he like jokingly flirts with me on Twitter, but like that's it. Reed's mustache, on the other hand, holds a special place in my heart.
Yeah, I mean, you're not the only one to say that. It's you
what
know.
The fuck?
my mustache has captured many of the hearts of a man and woman and on Twitter. So, you know, that's that. But Aside from that, you have been kind of becoming more of a beloved, I would say, a beloved figure in on Liberty Twitter, which you're kind of like.
That means so much to me.
You're kind of new to Liberty Twitter, right? Like, I mean,
I am, like, yeah. Within the past 6 months, I would say.
Right. So, I mean, you had Spike Cohen on your show. You had Brad
that was a great show.
On your show. I mean, more like the libertarian type people. And you've had like David Feit, and you've been on his show. Trying to get on Dave Smith's show. If you see this Dave Smith, you should have her on your show or go on her show either way.
Please. I also had Magnus on mine. That was a big Liberty Twitter night when I had Magnus on my show. I had so many like boog boys and just people with the fucking Aloha shit in their bio follow me that night. So that was great. And I was just on Liberty Lockdown yesterday. So
Yeah. I started watching that. I haven't finished it yet, but I'll have to watch that whole thing. He's great. That's a good show to end up on if you want to be accepted into the Liberty fold, which I think you are. Like, I think you're kind of becoming a Liberty figure, which you were kind of flirting with it a little bit when we talked the first time. Maybe you were like, I don't know about this. Like, I sort of feel this way a little bit, but.
Well, so, like, then since then, Spike's become my friend. The Mises Caucus people are my friend now. Like, they followed me. Like, now I'm fucking it up. Like, now I'm friends with everybody. But before that, like, that was when I didn't even want to interview you because I thought you were going to be mean to me on my channel because I didn't think that Liberty Twitter liked me at all. So.
I'm just mean to you on Twitter. I'm nice to you when we're, like, actually talking, though.
Yeah, but that was before we had ever even interacted that much on Twitter. I had just seen you be mean to other people. So I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have to tell everybody, if you want to know the real Reed Coverdale, you've got to subscribe to me on YouTube. Don't follow me on Twitter because you'll get a very different taste.
Same but, for me, though, too.
What's that?
I'm way different on Twitter, I think.
Yeah, I think everybody is. I mean, Twitter is like when you're behind a steering wheel. I don't know if you've noticed, but like people, when they're behind a steering wheel, they'll like scream at you and flip you off and yell at you. And then if you pull into a parking lot and you both get out of your cars, it's like, you know, suddenly you're in a different world. For some reason, when you're behind the wheel, it's okay to be a complete jerk. It's kind of like that on Twitter. Like people just
have
a different mindset.
I don't dunk on people as much as I used to. I think I only dunk on people when they try to dunk on me. Like I'm never like unprovoked, like going, like talking shit onto somebody's replies. Like, even if I follow people and I really disagree with their policies, but I genuinely like them, I'm not gonna like touch in their replies. But so many people do that to me, so then I am getting into Twitter drama. But yeah, I'm also the type of person to actually pull into a parking lot and fist fight somebody, so maybe that might not apply to me. I don't know.
You actually defended me once. It was hilarious. I never thought that the crowd I would piss off would be the occupational licensing crowd. But I don't know if you remember that about a month ago.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Driver's licenses and licenses for toasting toast in your own toaster, which was obviously a joke, you know, like taking.
Wait, but like occupational licensing is like an important thing. But and right. I honestly didn't even really agree with your tweet that much. I just saw it. And I don't even think I was like, OK, whatever, Reed, like whatever. And then like I saw somebody quote tweeted you and was like, get the fuck out of here with this. I was like, whoa, like, I didn't have that reaction. I didn't really know what you were referencing. I didn't know who was putting more emphasis on occupational licensing. I didn't know what drama you were in. But I just jumped in because she was so fucking annoying, bro. She was just being annoying. And I followed her. I followed her for like 3 years. I was like, don't come at people I know like that. Like, that just rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, I actually followed her after that. She hasn't gone apeshit at me again over anything, but I don't know. So have you come to appreciate libertarianism more as well as the libertarians, or is it just like the people you're like, wow, these guys are cool, even though they're whack, or like, what's your thoughts?
A little bit of both. I think I generally like libertarians. And I made this distinction before. I think I was talking to, I think it was on Liberty Lockdown. I actually don't mind left libertarians as much as I thought I would. It's like the woketarians that I hate. And I differentiate between them because I saw Ben was in the chat. Like I consider him like a more progressive libertarian, but I don't think he's like a annoying ass woketarian. So there is a fucking mosquito in my room. But yeah, there's a difference. So that bothered me less than I thought it would. And then like the so-and-so like paleo libertarians, the Mises people that I was warned about, that I was told was a fucking white supremacist, like they're pretty chill too. So generally, I like everybody. I still think y'all a little bit crazy. I am a little bit more pragmatic in some regards. So yeah, I'm just not all the way there yet. Everyone's always trying to get me to become an anarchist. Anytime I'm like, oh yeah, fuck the government. But I'm like, wait, I just have to reel myself back in. Like I'm not that far gone yet, I don't think.
It's all right. It took me like 7 years to become an anarchist, so don't worry too much.
So you think it's still going to happen?
Oh yeah, it'll happen. I can tell already. I mean, just by the interest you have in it at all. Like,
that's true. Because I think most people have like a visceral reaction. Like most conservatives, they're like, no, we're not. I'm not a fucking communist, leftist, anarchist. Like they don't even know what that shit means. So
yeah,
I'm open to learning about it.
I didn't want to be an anarchist. Like because that's crazy. Anarchy is like nuts. You know, I mean, only insane people would want no government. And then I don't know, after a long enough time, the biggest, I think I told you when you were on my show last time, the biggest realization I came to is like, okay, you don't want the government doing all this stupid small shit because it sucks at it, but you want it to do like the most important,
like have the power over people's like life and death, over people's kids, over people's education. And then you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. But when I get to that point, then I'm like, all right, reel it back in. It's not, you know, it's not that bad yet. Like, we can still rescue it. But in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, shit, no, we can't, bro. Like,
that's exactly where I was. So you'll be here eventually. Don't worry.
Magnus! Magnus is here. Magnus.
What is going on, pal?
He's mad because on Liberty Lockdown, me and Clint were talking. We were, like, just saying, I was saying how much of a controversy it was, and Magnus came on my channel and people were calling him like a white supremacist, neo-Nazi. And I was like, I'm more right-wing than Magnus is. And then we just started calling him a fucking gay, pot-smoking, like degenerate, and how he's like such a fucking not a conservative at all. So I'm sorry, Magnus.
Why would he get upset at that? That doesn't sound like...
No, I think he loved it.
Yeah, we're actually Liberty, Clint and... Magnus and I are all doing a show together tomorrow, so that's going to be interesting. It's going to be the three parts of the problem, because we've all been on part of the problem.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. Looking forward to what? Oh yeah, this is going to be wild. So Magnus is going to be hosting me, Ryan Dawson, Fiorella Isabel, and Sarcasm Stardust. I think I forget. I don't know what her name is. Misty something. But that's going to be weird. So I don't even know what to expect, guys. That's going to be on Magnus's show on Saturday afternoon. So definitely check that out. But yeah, Olivia. So what are your like Republican friends thinking, seeing you hang out with us? Are they like saying, oh, Olivia, like it's a slippery slope. Don't hang out with those guys. They're weirdos. Or do they think we're kind of cool? Or what do they think?
Yeah, the Republican friends that I still have, cause like, I kind of got turned off to a lot of them, cause I realized like how fucking statist they were. So I kind of unfollowed a bunch of people, like no hard feelings, but I just like unfollowed a bunch of people that were just like harshing the vibe and just ruining everything. Like I still was following people that, and not that I ever agree with these people, but they were just in my camp. People that were talking shit about like gay marriage and like weed legalization, just like the basic tenets of like not caring about like what other adults do with their lives. So I was like, fuck off. But the ones that I do have that still stick around, they honestly don't comment on it at all. Like, I think people are afraid to debate me now. And I used to get a lot more requests to go on conservative and Republican podcasts and channels. And now I get, like, almost none. Now I'm only invited on, like, Liberty and anarchist podcasts and channels, even though they know I don't agree with them. Because they're not scared to talk to conservatives. But conservatives are very scared to talk to libertarians. But I think they're scared of being proven wrong. Because... now neocons are not even fighting with me on the issues and shit, because back when I still identified as more of like a MAGA Republican, they would come at me and be like, no, you're a rhino, like that's not true MAGA. But now that I'm not even identifying with that shit anymore, now they can't call me a rhino anymore because I'm not a fucking Republican. Like, what are you gonna say? They right. Can't debate me on the policies. They've only debated me on what little fucking box to put myself in. So I mean, the ones that stuck around, I think I've yellow pilled a couple that thought they were red pilled already. I've convinced a bunch of people about the drug war and about law enforcement, so I'm saying that all the time. But I would like to go on more conservative like shows and stuff, but they just don't want to talk to me anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you and Brad Palumbo and
me. Brad's kind of safe on both sides, though. I think Republicans like Brad because he's not like, he's against tanks and shit. Like, he's a fucking statist, low-key. Yeah,
he is a full-on fascist when it comes to tanks. I couldn't sway him on that. But
fuck Brad, dude.
Yeah. but what I was going to say is you and Brad and probably Livy McKay are like the most conservative people that have been willing to come on this show. And you guys aren't
really.
Yeah.
I'm not that conservative.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have like,
I'm not socially conservative that much.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have, that's the one group of people that don't follow me on Twitter and have never asked me to come on the show. Like, you know, I mean, there'll be like paleo libertarians or something that follow me or like conservatarians or something, but like, socially conservative, like evangelical
populists Zionists. Don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, like Zionists don't like, I mean, none of them are willing to talk to me at all. And they, you know, they instantly unfollow. It's funny because I might say something bad about Biden. That goes,
bro, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It goes like sort of viral and I get like a couple hundred followers out of it. And then I say, then I post something about Israel being an apartheid state and just gone, you know, like they all completely leave. Or if I say something about the cops, like if I say, you know, like no law, I don't know, like all cops are bastards or something, whatever, like that. I mean,
yeah,
their safe spaces are more fragile than like liberal safe spaces. Liberals have more of them, but like the conservatives, if you touch their like hardcore safe spaces, like watch out. They'll like, if you go after the flag, Jesus, Israel, or the cops, like watch out. They will just shit.
Yeah. I don't go after religion that much because I'm not a participant in organized religion, but I can see how personal faith and personal religion, like, you know, enlightens people's lives. Like, I'm not gonna talk to you about Jesus, like, you know, worship Jesus, you know, I grew up Christian, like, you know, go do that. But as soon as I start talking shit about the cops, then people lose their shit. And as soon as I say something like negative about the Democrats, I see all these like fucking like thin blue line AVIs follow me. I'm like, unfollow me. Like, sometimes I soft block people because I don't even want you. If you have a thin blue line shit in your bio, like, you're not gonna like what I have to say. I don't want to harass you. I'm not gonna like argue with you back and forth, but you're just, I can tell you're just gonna not like what I have to say, and you're gonna comment annoying shit on my post.
Yeah, I mean, I almost sometimes set it up that way because I'll see that I got a lot of people. And so I'll like try to draw them in a little bit more, like make a couple more posts that I know won't turn them off. And then you set the trap and then you go hardcore in the paint of, you know, with some post that will just make them pull their hair out.
I used to do that when I had more time to argue with people and shit. But now it's like, oh, I have a job and shit. I do school and I have other shit to do. So,
yeah, I don't argue with them anymore, but I just like post something.
Just bait them. Yeah, that's cool.
Well, I mean, it's funny. Like, I think a lot of, you know, I just hit 10,000, but a lot of people try to ride a wave of popularity in order to get a lot of followers, where I don't. Like, I just say whatever comes to my mind. So, like, I'll sometimes gain like 400 people in a day because I make some post, and then like I could lose all of them in the same day because I'll say something that they hate.
Yeah. Like, what is your impression on my page? Because I wonder how people see my Twitter, because I feel like in the beginning, like when I first started my page, like 2018-ish, I was more concerned about getting followers. And now I just kind of like say whatever I want and I lose followers. Like, I have days where I like drop 100 followers or gain 200 followers. Like, it's just all relative. But I don't think I'm as tailored to bringing in more followers now, because one, I don't even know who to appeal to anymore. I don't know if I can bring conservative followers or libertarian followers or whoever the fuck. Like, I really don't know. I have a very diverse set of followers at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I've found that the best way to get followers that you'll keep is to have your own message, you know, whatever it is. Like, figure out what's different about your message from everybody else's, and then just stick to it unless your mind actually changes. But like, You know, I'm like someone told me that I'm not red pilled or blue pilled. I'm reed pilled. It's like its own thing, whatever that means. I don't really know what it means yet, but I think it's kind of true. Like I just have a sort of different take than like everybody. And it, I think it, you know, it, people are drawn to that if you are your own person and if you have a message that no one else is really putting out there and you stay true to it, they're going to be, even if they disagree with you, they're going to want to follow you. I mean, that seems to be what you have though. Like you're not really a libertarian or a conservative. You're kind of in the middle, but you're just kind of honest about where you are and you're not pretending to be one or the other. And you know,
yeah, fuck that. I used to pretend to, you know, be part of the groups and the cliques and shit, but yeah, fuck that. I can't even pretend to do it anymore. It like hurt my feelings to try to lie and pretend like I was.
Yeah. I want to, that Top Lobster guy, have you seen him? The guy who does the illustrations for Twitter. I want to have him, do the take the reed pill thing and have it be like a, you know, have me dressed up like I'm in the Matrix and with my hand out, it'll be a green.
That pill. Would be dope. Yes. Yeah. That reminds me. I like your new intro, by the way. It's not as scary as the other one.
Oh, no guns or trucks or jackhammers or anything.
Yeah, it's a little less easy on the eyes. I like it.
Yeah, thank you. That was funny, like how
that's why you don't have women on this show, because as soon as you like pull them out of the studio, then it's just like like just fucking like shooting guns and shit. Like we don't want to come back and be harassed like that.
Yeah, now I have Carrie Wedler in the intro, so it's, you know, it's nicer. Like it has a little bit of femininity to it. So a
little representation. It's nice.
I might, like, after having you on tonight, I might get to, like, 99.5% male instead of 0.8 or something. You know, you never know.
Dope. Or more men will watch because they'd be like, who's that hot chick on Reed's channel? Then it might even go up even more. So it might backfire.
It might mess with my my demographics. So you hit 3,000. That's pretty cool. Like, you were at 2,500 when I went on, I think, a couple months ago. So you're rising up too.
Yeah, I guess like 500. Like I think it was like 2,500, 2,600. But like, I don't know. I feel like I'm like mad that it's not more, because I feel like YouTube really suppresses my content. I feel like my stuff like doesn't show up on like the explore page or whatever you call it. It doesn't show up in the suggestions. And I don't know. Maybe my people on Twitter really don't like me, because now I have 50K on Twitter. I'm like, can I get more of y'all to go subscribe to my YouTube? Because why do I not have 10K on YouTube? Like, my content's not that fucking bad. I know it's not that bad. Like, please, somebody help me.
Now, the Twitter to YouTube pipeline is very clogged. It's not a clean flow, that's for sure.
Nobody wants to leave Twitter and subscribe to someone on YouTube, which is crazy to me, because I do that all the time. Like I find like all the people I watch on YouTube like via Twitter.
So. Yeah, well, I tell people, like, you don't even have to watch all my videos, like just subscribe so I have more subscribers, so that I, you know, it helps with the appearance of my channel. They're like, oh, well, I would listen to you if you were a podcast. It's like, just go hit the button and press the bell, and then when your phone
rings,
just what ignore it. I don't get what's
I will say this though, the subscribers I do have are like hella loyal. Like they watch my live stream like every week, and I get decent views. Like my last two videos have like hit over 1,000, which is good for me. Like not too many, but like that's good for me. So I was like, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining too much.
Yeah. So your Cop Mala video was great. That came out since I went on your show. That was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. It's crazy because after that happened, then I got in contact with some people who wanted to help me like do some like high quality productions of more. So that's what I was shooting yesterday down in DC, and they got me a wig. Like I dug out my Converse. I haven't worn since I was like 13 or 14 years old. We did a lot of scenes smoking weed. By the end of the shoot, I was like high as fuck. I was like, guys, like we have to stop. Like with the amount of takes we did, I don't want to say too much now because it's really funny, but the amount of takes we did of me ripping like a comically large bong was just like in the fucking get up. And it was good. It was good. I'm excited to post it. I'm excited for people to see it.
So were you able to achieve like the dead soul inside look this time? Because you were right. That last time that was what you couldn't get. Like you just couldn't be like.
I practiced a little bit more, and there was an interesting scene that I don't think it's going to come out in this kind of video, but maybe in a couple of weeks, where it's like never before seen footage of of Kamala after getting like just fucking trashed by Tulsi at the debates, and I really got like my soulless eyes and I deserve an Oscar for that performance. I can't wait. I don't have any say in the editing process, so I'm just waiting for that shit to come out.
So are you having like PTSD from playing such an evil human being?
No, maybe it'll wear on me as the years go by, but just right now it's like still in my funny phase. But if she actually becomes president, like if Biden fucking dies or something, then I'll probably like, I don't know. I'll probably stop it because I honestly do think she's evil. So
yeah,
it only started because people said I kind of looked like her, and I never saw it until I straightened my hair and I was like, okay, like we could be like sisters or cousins or something. And then I just did like the first video I posted on Twitter for like fun, and then everyone loved it. So then I was just like, okay, fuck, like now this is a thing.
Yeah, I mean, with Joe Biden, like I definitely think he's evil and he's done a ton of really horrible things and screwed up a ton of people's lives and been responsible for the deaths of many, many, many people. But at the same time, like even before he obviously started declining mentally, like he's always been dumb. I mean,
he's a useful idiot. I don't think he knows where he is, what he's doing,
even when he was like 40, like he's not like the scheming evil mastermind type.
He's fucking dumb, bro.
Once, yeah. Like where Kamala, I think, is very intelligent and like very conniving and evil and I mean everything about her just makes my skin crawl.
Me too. But it's just like when I put on the wig, I just transform and I just forget about it. I just wash it off and just forget about it. And then after we were done shooting, we went out to get margs, and I still kept the entire fit on, like the wig and everything. And I was just getting margaritas as Kamala. It was pretty funny. I do a little what's it called when actors not character acting, method acting. Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Oh man, so you had to go like, did you just practice like throwing black people in cages, or like how did you go about it?
I would just stare in the mirror and go like, "You're going to jail." That's what I did.
Oh man. Yeah. Well no, it's very good. If anyone hasn't seen that, I have her channel linked in the description. Go see the one she did like a month ago. And yeah, go subscribe to her too, obviously. We'll get to that at the end. But how many views does that video have? Does that have a lot, or cuz that was shared a lot?
On Twitter it had like 66,000 views. But on YouTube, it only had like 900. So I was like, bro, YouTube's fucking suppressing me. Or maybe people on Twitter just didn't want to go look at YouTube.
Yeah, isn't that so aggravating? Like, you could post a link that's the same length, and it'll get, like you said, like under 1,000 views. And then you post it on Twitter, it'll get like 30, 50, 100,000 views. It's just like, really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Fuck that, bro. Yeah. But yeah, I honestly have fun on YouTube now because the live streams are fun. And like when I come up with like an idea for a little skit or something, that's pretty fun too. Like it's a hobby. I'm like not rich off of it. So it's like whatever.
Yeah. They actually just approved me for monetization like a month ago.
Finally.
Yeah. It was, or 2 or 3 weeks ago, I guess. It was crazy. And like pretty much every single video that I have is not eligible for monetization anyway, because of what we're talking about, but it still feels good. You know,
Super chats on. Because my videos are mostly not eligible for monetization too. Just turn super chats on.
Yeah, I gotta actually figure out how to do that when I have like a day off or something. But so what's on the docket going forward? You're not wrestling at all yet, right? I mean, because of when does that start?
My collegiate team season starts in like August or September, but I've been going to off-season practices here in Maryland like the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
So I'm just practicing, just chilling. I'm doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu now too, which I did like a long time ago, but I started doing it again. So yeah, I'm still keeping busy, trying to get in shape for the season, but we're not competing until fall.
Gotcha. So are you doing any political activism, or are you trying to find yourself politically before you do more activism, or because you'll be like ashamed of your activism if you're not where your heart wants you to be?
I am trying to do more political stuff, and I already floated this to Magnus and Spike and a couple of big boys, but I do want to do a anti-police brutality event in the DC or DMV area.
Nice.
Not tied to All Lives Matter, not tied to Black Lives Matter, not tied to like literally nothing, like nothing partisan. It's not racial. We're gonna have probably signs for, Duncan Love and Breonna Taylor, because that type of shit. Like anyone can come. But I do, and Spike said he might come speak at it. I do want Spike and some other people from, across the political spectrum to speak on it, because I want it to be more about pushing legislation. Like, let's talk about qualified immunity. Let's talk about no-knock raids. We're not gonna do the dumb slogans like defund the police, abolish the police, because that's just not going to happen. What we need to do right now is actually make, like, kind of work towards an end goal, because these dumb slogans on signs, like, they really don't do anything. I don't think they do anything. We've seen that the BLM, like, national organization is a complete scam. They're not really drawing attention to the issues for the right reasons. So, yeah, I just want to do something more unaffiliated and nonpartisan and not a scam.
Yeah, do you think you can actually get like some conservatives on board if you do that, or?
Yeah, I have a bunch of conservative connects in DC. Maybe if they still like me, they'd do it. But yeah, they tend to view me like the same way as like the Liberty people do. They're like, it's Olivia. She's kind of doing her own thing, but like we kind of like her. Like she's whatever, Especially since I used to be like all the way in that crowd, and now I kind of left. But like I still like talk to them. They're still nice to me usually.
Yeah. Well, I'm not worried about you. You're going to be one of us. I have no doubt. You're headed this direction, whether you want to or not. Well, yeah, why don't you just tell everyone where they can follow you and keep up with you, and if you got any other things you want to talk about, just r let it rip.
The most what's the next thing I have coming? So I just got HBO today so I could watch this shit, because I don't know why HBO didn't want to give me a fucking free membership. But on Friday, I am premiering on HBO. It's a new late night show called Pause with Sam
All right.
J. I'm in the first episode. So yeah, go watch that. I said a lot of crazy shit on there. I haven't seen the final cuts. I do have kind of a big or like a personal announcement on there, but I'm not gonna say it before because suspense. And yeah, I think one of the craziest shit, I think I said like end the Federal Reserve on there, and everyone was just kind of staring at me, and I was like. So there's a couple like awkward like libertarian moments on there because it was a show about conservatives. So I definitely was probably not the conservative they were looking for, but I just was the conservative that they got in the casting call. So that's that. Other than that, follow me on Twitter. I just said 50,000, but you can be my 50,001 when first and one, and you can be my 50,000 and first follower, and you can go subscribe to my YouTube, which is just my name.
All right, yeah, and I have both of those linked in the description to her
Okay.
Twitter and her YouTube. So yeah, well, I will end
Wait,
the.
am I still a bigot? Let the people know right now.
That was what I was about to say.
Okay.
I'm rescinding the bigotry charge. I'm going to drop it from here on out.
Great. Thank you so much.
It was a lot of fun, I gotta say. Like, I'm gonna kind of miss that a little bit. I think you will a little bit too, just a little bit. So,
Yeah, because now I feel like you're not going to interact with my post anymore. Because
yeah.
that's the only thing you've commented for like the last month. Like not like literally nothing else.
Was fun though. I mean, and it wasn't just Twitter. I want to point that out. It was like on
I know it was in
YouTube.
YouTube comments. It was in other people's YouTube comments. Like I commented, like I can comment anywhere on YouTube. Reed will fucking find me, then reply. Yeah, that sounds like something a bigot would say. Fuck you, dude. Literally. That's happened like two or three times where I'm like on Magnus's channel or Clint's channel or someone else's channel, and you're like, oh, fucking bigot. You have a bigot on here. Wow. Even when I was trying to get Dave Smith to come on my channel, you're like, oh yeah, he's known for platforming bigots. Yeah. Word there.
That was
That was
good
good.
though,
That
because
was good.
that was like that fit with
Well,
everyone.
that was relevant. That
I
was
know, because
actually
everyone
relevant.
gets angry at him for like having bigots on. So I was like, oh yeah, I mean he'll have you on, no problem.
Whatever, bro.
Yeah, well,
That's
I
weird.
rescind the charge of bigotry. I will
Thank you. You're still a
henceforth.
neocon, though.
What's that?
You're still a neocon, though.
Oh, man. Well, I guess I'm going to have to come on your channel to defend my good name sometime. So.
Exactly. Then all your little Liberty followers can come from your channel and subscribe to my channel, because I barely have any subscribers at this point.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys go flood her channel, we can, like, start, you know, dragging her this way more quickly. So, I mean, she'll just be bombarded by Liberty comments during her live streams. So, but yeah, thank you for coming on, Olivia. It was great. We'll do it again. And I'll have to get over on your show at some point to defend my name against neoconservatism.
Okay.
All right. Sweet.